This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, November 9th. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Standard time goes into effect on Sunday morning, November 6th. 1:59 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time will be followed by 1 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to turn back manual clocks before sleeping on Saturday night. Daylight saving time will return on Monday, March 11th next year. One of the many ways that you'll notice the time change is that sunset on Saturday, November 5th, will happen in Los Angeles at 5:57 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and on the next afternoon, sunset is at 4:56 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The moon will appear in waxing gibbous phase all this week. Its setting time advances from 12:49 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Thursday to 5:20 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, November 9th. The brightest planet, Venus, is easy to find low in the southwest, starting half an hour after sunset. Over the next 2 weeks, use binoculars to spot the innermost planet, Mercury, only 2 degrees to the lower left of Venus. The planets will appear paired for the next 2 weeks. Jupiter, in Aries the Ram, is visible in the east-northeast as the sky grows dark, and transits nearly 68 degrees high in the south at midnight Pacific Daylight Time or 11 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Jupiter presents a fine sight in nearly all telescopes, and its four largest moons can be spotted close to the brilliant planet even with binoculars. The waxing gibbous moon appears near Jupiter on Saturday the 5th and on the following night. The orange planet Mars, in Leo the Lion, is the brightest member of an attractive triangle that also contains Leo's brightest star, Regulus, and Gamma Leonis, a telescopic double star. Notice how the color of Mars contrasts with the bluish hue of Regulus. The trio rises about 1:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, or 12:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and is nearly 60 degrees high in the southeast when dawn starts. The International Space Station makes a pass high over Los Angeles on the evening of Saturday, November 5th. The largest artificial satellite will outshine Jupiter as it crosses the sky from northwest to southeast between 6:54 and 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. From Griffith Observatory, the ISS will pass only 15 degrees southwest of overhead at 6:57 p.m. Free public viewing of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night is available in clear weather 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, through Griffith Observatory's telescopes before 9:45 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party of the Los Angeles Astronomical Society and the Sidewalk Astronomers is scheduled for Saturday, November 5th, between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:45 p.m. The Sky Report is updated every Wednesday. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.